I was living in Connecticut, and I took some time off from school. That's why I had to stay around and do a little bit of postgraduate coursework. That was kind of the deal I made with him. All right, we'll let you graduate with your class if you'll finish this course or two. So, I had been living in Connecticut for about a year. It was the year of Woodstock because I had a job at Sears and Roebuck. I was a comptometer operator, which meant that I took all the sales, all the credit card receipts, really, and I would enter a comptometer is like a 10 rows of 1-0 through 9 buttons that you would, and I would key in all the credit card charges. It was a way to make money. And my girlfriend lived in Boston, you know, because I said I was going to go live in Boston, but I had never made it. And so this was before I graduated. She calls me up one week and she says, "We heard about this music festival in upstate New York. We'll be coming through Connecticut. Do you want to go with us?" I said, "Patsy, there's no way I want to go out to listen to music in some cow pasture. I've heard it's supposed to rain all weekend." And it did.
Hello.
And I didn't go.
Hey, did you try to call your mother?
So that's my Woodstock story.
Wow.